Simon Reshain Aleph, we did Sivov. We're holding the Mishaburas and Sivov, we're holding Mishaburas, Sivkat Laman Aleph.
Okay.
Okay, I'm doing well, see, thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask you to see now that you said hello. Let's be focused on the shir and not interrupt, okay? Okay, so we're holding in the Simon Reshain Aleph, Sivov, Mishaburas, Sivkat Laman Aleph. The Ramah brought a machloikis. Whether you should drink from the cup of Birchas Hamazon. So the case was, a person started a meal beforehand, Beheter, he got to the point of being Garma the Suda, and now it was a case where it was Kiddush Hayom, so he's going to bench on the Mechaber says he should bench on one Kois, and then make Kiddush on the second. So what's the Mechaber, whether you should drink or not? These is here the Huda Mavorak Repia Gofen Vatoyim Takev Kemoy Bechol Chesha Berchaz Hamazon. So a person would drink from the say Repia Gofen and drink from the Kais that he benched on. You're drinking before Kiddush. Well, Choshev Toyim Kadam Kiddush. Mishum the Kais Shayach Lasuda Shahoy Kadam Chabas a Kiddush. The meal was there Beheter. And since there's a Lacha that you're supposed to bench a Lakais, so this is part of that meal which was Beheter. So therefore, he would drink in that situation. So that's the first opinion. Now, Zot Mishnah Berurah, once he's made a bracha b'Repia Gofen on the first kais, so we said before that you're drinking wine before ready, and then you go into Kiddush, you don't need a b'Repia Gofen on the kais of Kiddush. Memela shubin tzarek levar b'didhu b'Repia Gofen al kais sheni shal Kiddush, rak b'Rechaz asher Kiddush ala b'vat. So the second meaning says, no, you can't drink from the first kais. Mishum da'azul litim kadam kiddush. Me'elo eno yochel avorach Allah b'repia gofen. So he doesn't drink, so he's not making b'repia gofen. Therefore, avor tchila b'repia gofen al kadosh sheni shal kiddush m'kadosh v'saseyu. So he benches all the kais, he puts down the kais, picks up the second kais, says b'repia gofen and the kiddush, drinks from the second kais, and then he goes back and drinks the first kais, because he's supposed to drink from the kais of Berchaz Hamazon. Okay. Now, then there's another machlokes, whether you need to eat after the kiddush or not. Lechol miyat. The yesh armin, the kimash ochel mitchila, havi kiddush, makam suda, b'shuva, and tzarek lechol. He had a meal, and he's having Kiddush in the place that he had a meal. It's called Kiddush Makom Surah. He doesn't need to eat again. V'yesh Amrim. Okay. The second meaning says no. Then in actual the Makom Surah, Kima Shah Yisra Shachai, that really was a meal of Chol. So it wasn't the Surah that the Kiddush is connecting to. So he has to eat something on Shabbos. Okay. Then the Yesh Armin argues with this whole premise that you bench beforehand. Says the Yesh Armin, even in the case where he reached the end of his suda, he doesn't say benching first. He's going to eat immediately after the kiddush because it's makom, you need kiddush makom suda. So it comes out the suda shalchu b'tchila eno me'elus zeh v'chana. This opinion is going with the Peshitta that the Suda from beforehand is not effective for the Kiddush Makom Suda. See, he wasn't Masalat Das from eating because he has to eat still. Give the Kirkus Sark Lechel, because it wasn't Shemin time, Lamali, why should he bench? Dinner Kamoy Hamakadish Bems of Suda, and he's going to be able to sift the Paris Mapo Makadish. So, Mel, it's called a person, even though he finished, quote unquote, finished the Suda, he didn't really finish the Suda. And it's a case of Kiddush Bems of Suda. So he's Mekadesh, Mevorach HaMoitzi, and he eats Mahat. Now, over here, the Mechaber doesn't bring a Mechlokes, what do you say HaMoitzi? Though Dabar Lidayal Sip, but Dal, the Yesharim, the Enim, the Sarach, Mevorach HaMoitzi, over there we say you don't need HaMoitzi. The HaShani, the Ma'iri, Shanota Yod, of the Ma'im, Rechadim, Rechadim, we explained before, in Tziv Katan Chavzayin, that the case was he washed his hands already. So there was a real Siluk, he had no intention to eat anymore. That by washing your hands, that's called a full, that's a full fledged siluk. So you can't use the Rippur Gavon from earlier either. But if he had not reached the point of washing my Makarnim, so then it's called Bemsa Sura, and we have the same machlokas which we had before, we have now as well. Okay. Now, then he says, so he says a moitzi, and he eats ma'at, and then he benches. How much is ma'at? Or ma'at? How much is ma'at? How much is ma'at? How much is ma'at? He has to eat a kazayas to give it a status of makam suda. Okay. Now, take a look over here in the Sharat Ziyun, Mem Gimel. Linyan shiyya yoytzi b'zeh yidei shir suda Shabbos. Ma'ashe b'simmer he said he alps if alps b'inan shiyya kebeya. I'm going to run the Eli Rabbah Shom. Okay, so now we have one halacha of kiddush makam suda. You fulfill that with a kazayas. We have another halacha that you have to eat a suda Shabbos. And he's saying over here that the shear for that actually is not a kazayas, but it's a kebeya. And he sends you to Reis Sadi Aleph. And over there actually he says the shear is actually not even a kebeya. It's actually yosher miat mi kebeya. It has to be a little more than a kebeya. Because which we find the flip side of that is the person can't be kebeya suda before doing a mitzvah, but achila of pas up to a kebeya is mutter because that's considered achila saroy. So to be yotze suda Shabbos, you need achila's kava. So the shear is more than a kebeya. Okay, so the Rambam says that's what we do in order to avoid any machlokes. If you go like the first opinion that you bench, you have all the yipul sveikas. Number one, you mahaska shal Shabbos. Do you mention Shabbos in benching? Number two, b'mita mekaisa berchazman. Do you drink the kais? Number three, mitzarek lechol achar kiddush. You have to eat another meal. So to avoid all of those arguments, we can suggest this. Do this approach over here. Now, va'afta ata and yotzi they there rishon in the seal of the circle of rochbech is a muslim yad. But yeah, but there's what the first sheet holds that you're mechuyev to bench. You're not allowed to eat right away. Eat more. You have to bench first. So you're not being yotzi that. That's a mechloik. It's either you're allowing over here saying, listen, this solves all the problems. It doesn't solve all the problems. According to one sheet, this is also to do. Ha'adifa, but it's still better to choose this approach, which is yes, a machloikis, but it solves so many other issues that it's still preferable. The miyaska that rishonah yesh chashash bracha lebatola. If you go like the first shita, should be bracha shenah tzricha. The day shniya shitzarich lebar perchus amozin shtei pomim. According to the second shita, that you're allowed in this situation, you're allowed to eat even though you wash your hands. It comes out benching the first time is bracha shenah tzricha. So that's not great either. So there's no wonderful solution to what you're doing. So we're going to have to make a decision. So this has a mile, takes a bracha shenah tzricha. It obviates three shilas, and it gives you, according to one opinion, something what you're doing, which is not acceptable. Okay.
What happened to Siddha Shabbos according to the first shita? When that says you don't have to eat after the Kiddush?
Yeah, the
we're saying we completely wait before casting Siddha Shabbos somehow.
It's hard to say that.
Didn't we also learn that you're not supposed to eat Minchul Amala on Erev Shabbos? We're not discussing that here. It sounds like this meal is better than Minchul Amala.
Minchul Amala is actually not an Isser Gomer. It's something which is recommended not to. And even that, if you started, you know, you started Bezman Heter, you're not Mokhiyab to stop. So it's different than, let's say, by Yom Tov, where the Lachas, you're not allowed to be Kaveh Suda. By Suda Shabbos, they didn't put an Isser, they just put a recommendation. So that's who you'd be left with.
Erev Yom Tov?
Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be Kaveh Suda after this month of Samach Mincha Ketana. But by Erev Shabbos, you don't have that as an Isser, you just have it as a recommendation. Siv Zayin, Abish also lo lita mekadim kiddush, im toam is mekadish. Even though you're not allowed to even though you're not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush, we don't say if a person did that, he lost his opportunity to do Kiddush. Okay, im tome kaddish. Pirish, kol emesh and iskar, when he realizes that he didn't say Kiddush, he says Kiddush. Afila b'laylo, v'lanemesh yamten ad l'morcha v'berka kadam achila kadesh yi kiddush kadam atima. We should, what's the Kiddush over here? We should say, listen, we want the Kiddush to be before you have your meal. So let's wait till tomorrow, Shabbos morning, where you'll have the Kiddush before the meal. So we don't say that. We say, make Kiddush now. So Lashon Shulchan Aruch was, if he was Toam, he's Mekadosh. It sounds like if he ate a whole meal, he's not. So that's not true. Okay. The person that was not Mekadosh Friday night, he can be Mekadosh Shabbos day. So you say the Ripper Goffin and the Baracha of Asher Kedishonu, but Vayichulu was Nikra to say Friday night. That's when Vayichulu, that's when the Melechus of the world, Melech of the world was completed. And you need it's a regular kiddush which requires kiddush malkam suda. So let's say he does it Shabbos in the morning. He doesn't do kiddush twice. He does the kiddush of the lila, and that's the kiddush for the meal. Kol hayom, ad ben hashmoshes. See, he can continue to say the kiddush all the way up till the time of ben hashmoshes. Ben hashmoshes. So now you can't say a bracha because maybe it's Lila ready, maybe it's Moshe Shabbos, but maybe it's not, and you have a mitzvah kiddush. So mitzad in a prima godim, yermer hanusos hakiddush b'li askar shema malchus b'psicha b'chasima ayin sham. So he says we should try and say it without shema malchus. Now take a look at the charetzim memesayin. So he brings in what happened to the Magen Avraham that you yotze kiddush deraisa with davening. So it says this issue over here, the Ben Hashemoshes, you're going to say it b'lias karas shema malchus, is because she spelled yudaven marav or yudaven tefillah Shabbos. The chasher the dasu Magen Avraham the yotze betefillah min deraisa b'su habilei sveika derabbanan. So the sava derabbanan. But imlo yispel if the person did not daven at all, the person was sick, the person had a surgery. And it was took place Arab Shabbos, and he was under some type of sedation. And he wakes up very late in the afternoon, Saturday afternoon. So he didn't make Kiddush Friday night, he didn't make Kiddush Shabbos morning. He didn't daven. And now it's Ben Hashemoshes already. By the time he gets back to himself and he feels up to doing something, it's Ben Hashemoshes. He'd say Kiddush with a bracha. Because the sake of the Raisa. And the key to say it is with a nusach of bracha. Not really sake of the raisa ayin sham. This is what the prima godim says. So I remember that after the who's man havdola also lead time veich yitum in a kais veich yerech hoshiyah kiddush malkam suda. So I mean, so we're in this really crazy conflict. On the one side, we say, listen, he hasn't made kiddush yet. Maybe it's still yom. Second, the raisa of chumah, he has to be machmer and to say kiddush in the appropriate way. But you need kiddush malkam suda. And you need it to be termed the curse of Kiddush, which you can't do because maybe it's Lila and it's Havdalah and you can't, it's not Havdalah already. So I learned the Mari Keshubem Sasuda Shlishis, Inami the Kiddush of Makarim, the Rice of Doichel Isra Tima Shekadam Havdalah Shudra Bonin. So his second answer is, Erechanami, you'll have to override. His first answer was that he started Shal Shudas without, and then he realized he didn't say Kiddush. So Misad Isra of Tima or Achila. It's the middle of Shal Shudas. Once if you start Shal Shudas, you'll have to be Nimshik until the Laila. And there's always Surah Te'ima before Havdalah. So that would be the weird case. Mavad Vayichulu, Mishabura Sivkat Mem, the Fish of Laila, Ha'isa Gemar Malechus Hashem, Yisborach. So the Vayichulu was Friday night, so it's not Friday night anymore. You don't say Vayichulu. There is Isra of Tima for Havdalah normally, not in this situation. Sif Tess. Okay. So you put one mapa, the tablecloth, where you put the bread on. So the table should be covered with a tablecloth because of Kavod Shabbos, but that doesn't fulfill the obligation to cover the pas. Okay, so what is this? This is the law of that you have to cover the bread. Mishas Kiddush. So the Mishabura, why? Agabov Mimalov. Vitur Vishami Yerushalmi Shal Yira Pas Boshtoy. That's where the Yerushalmi says this idea that the pas, as it were, is being insulted. It's Shemakajan Lobel Alayayan. We yes, and then Kadima Bashar Makam is a general bread goes before wine, and here we're putting the wine first. So as it were, there's an insult to the bread. The bread shouldn't see that. I once heard a maisa from Rabbi Zev Smith, I think, that he once invited his Rebbe, Rapam. Rapam's Rebbe was away, and I think the story goes exactly. Rapam came to this person's house to eat Friday night. The wife had been a very hectic Arab Shabbos, etc., and she hadn't set the table. She fell asleep, and the table wasn't the table wasn't set. The challahs weren't covered. So when he walked in, he's very embarrassed that, you know, his Rebbe thinks he doesn't know the halacha, he has to cover the challahs. So he tells his wife, like, how come you didn't cover the challahs? He should surely knows that halacha. So Rapam said, if we're worried about the boishes of the pas, it doesn't make sense we should revise the wife in order, because we're worried about the boishes of the pas. So get our priorities straight over here. So this would then mean if you're saying Kiddush Alapas, you don't need to cover it at all. The Torah brings a second reason. It's a zecher of the mon which was covered above and below. So therefore, even if you're Mekadosh Alapas, you would need to cover the bread. Now, when does it have to be covered? So, Zot Mishabura, for the Prima Gadim, seems to say that it's enough that it should be covered during the time of the Kiddush. So one second. If the reason Shal Yira Pas Boshtoy, so once you finish the Kiddush, there's no boshes anymore, so you can never cover the bread. So you have no need to cover the bread during the Hamotzi. According to the story we said before, that you wanted that should look like it's being brought for the Suda, so when you're ready to eat it, you uncover it, and it's like you uncover the dish. Ta-da! So, you know, so you bring in the dish, and you know the waiter brings the dish, and he takes off the cover. So here, you're ready to eat it, so you say Hamotzi, so you can again say it uncovered. If the question is, if the reason is Bizeh Lamon, what does Zechel want to do with during the Kiddush? Right? Nothing with the Kiddush per se. He says, no, even so, since there was some point during the process where it was covered on top and bottom, that's good enough to say Zechel Amon. That's what Prima Gadim argues. Shekhlot Talmim Daibim Mekadosh Al Yain, Shia Mechusa Ad Acher Shegomer HaKiddush. So, like, according to all of the explanations, that's going to work. Zot the Mishabur, however, no, according to the reason of Shal Yira Pas Boshtoy, you're right. Once you finish Kiddush, there's no reason to cover the Pas. But according to the reason of Zecher Lamon, the appropriate time that should be Zecher Lamon and should be covered is when you're saying a Moitzi. Mishabura doesn't seem to say any final hachra what you're supposed to do. Fine. So whatever you do, you have an opinion to rely on. We're saying that Mekadosh Alapas. So now, this much should be true, but Mekadosh Alapas, so according to the reasons, because Shal Yira Pas Boshtoy, there's no reason to cover it at all. But Al Zecher Lamon, of course you have to cover it. The whole argument was, if you cover it during the Kiddush of the Yayin, that's good enough. You cover it at some point in time. Over here, the only point in time is now. So what do you do with your hands? Where do you put your hands? So you put your hands on the mapa and on the lechem. Shigila Moitzi, Yigal Alechem, Mishnah, Yenich, Yod Olem, and Vorcha Moitzi. And the halacha is that Moitzi, you have to have your hands on the bread. Shigila Hashem, Yagbiya, Shneem, Lamala, Achigmar, Hashem, Hachigim, Vachigmar, Moitzi, Yachzim, Kassim, Bemapa, Yenich, Yod Olem, Achigmar, Hachigim. So, the halacha is B'shas HaMoitzi, that we had before, that you have to have your 10 fingers on the bread, because there's 10 words in the bracha, and there's 10 fingers in your hand, and there's 10 words in the pasuk of Eretz Ki Tusara, you know, all the different reasons why you have to use 10 fingers on the bread. So you can't have it on the outside of the mappa, you have to have it inside. And so that's the regular din, that when you say HaMoitzi, you lift up the bread, do all of that. So, but the beginning, there's a, you know, it should be mechusa. So you mechase it, you hold it on the outside. Good. Get to the hamotzi, you uncover it, say hamotzi, you cover it over again, and then you finish off the bracha. Okay.
Can you talk about whether the second challah, like, has to be ready to eat, that type of thing?
Does he talk about the second? I don't think Mishnah talks about it. We didn't get the lachos of lacha mishnah yet. That's really the lachos that we could get the lachos of suda. He talked about lacha mishnah. This is the lachos of kiddush, really. But I don't recall that he talks about it. But I would not, definitely not swear on it. Okay, sif yud makalas shal kosh mole yayin. So the lachos, when you say kiddush, the kosh should be mole, and shal yia pogum, and furthermore, that it should not be that. It shouldn't be that the reason why it's missing wine is somebody drank from it, because that's considered pogum. So that's worse than the problem just not being mole. It's pogum. Uton komasha ton kosher berchus amazon. All of the lochos of kosher berchus amazon, that the kosher should be sholem, it should be washed out well, etc. So those loch applies over here by kiddush as well. Remember yichula ma'umod. V'achakam rebepi gofen v'achakak kiddush. So you say, you stand for Vayichulu, because that's a form of Edus, and then you say Brei Pri Gofen, and then the Kiddush. Zat Ramo B'yoch Olam and B'shas Kiddush. You can stand B'shas Kiddush, but B'yosu Toib Leishev, because if the purpose is that Kiddush Rishimokim Suda, A, and B, if you want to be much other people, so you need a Kiviyas together, so it's better to sit. So the meaning the Ramah says is that to sit during Vayichulu as well, once you're sitting for Kiddush, you sit for Vayichulu as well. But at the beginning of the Kiddush, you stand for a little bit in honor of Hashem's name. So Yom Hashishi Vayichulu Hashamayim is a Yod and then a Hey and then a Vav and then a Hey. So there's a remnant of Hashem's name in the first four words. So the Ramah says you stand for the first four words, fine. But the rest of it you sit. So, did you ever see that? Anybody do this?
Oh, only by you.
Right. Right. So let's do it on towels. Yeah. Like the Ramah. Because Shemaz Kol Yitzan Einar B'Neiris. When the person starts Kiddush, he looks at the Neiris. Mishas the Kiddush of Kais Shal Bracha. While you're making the Kiddush, you look at the Kais. There is a lacha that the person, when he's saying a bracha, he needs to be noisin enav b'kais Shal Bracha. Okay. Zok the Mishabura Al Kais Mole b'kais Shal Kiddush Abdullah who b'klal Shar Kais Shal Bracha Tzar Shia Mole. So it's a kosher bracha, it has to be full. Chanal b'simen kupe gimel sif beis b'hagor in regards to kosher of birchus amozen, it's a kosher bracha. We went through all the lochas over there, it has to be mole. V'menena mole, you don't have enough to fill up the kais. V'en l'kais achar l'aris b'sar, you don't have a smaller cup to pour it into to make the smaller cup mole. Mutu l'kadosh alav kimen sh'yeh shir revias b'yayin sh'b'saycha k'demuchak l'kamei b'sif yudal. As long as you have a revias, make your, then you can make kiddush. There's a mila of mole, which is required. It's required to do it if you have the option. You know the option. Then shall you pogum, but that which is missing shouldn't be because it's pogum. Somebody drank from the kais. Pogoma, he made it in some way that it's been affected. Vain the kaddish alav, you should not say kiddush on it. If you have no other option, you do say bracha on kais pogum. By Meshav Raman, the Kiddush Alayla Evshad L'shtob Yosef Shekadosh Alapas. Comes Meshav Raman and says, you know what? This halacha of pogum is so significant, and you have an option of pas, so say on bread. Shabbos day, you don't really have an option of pas. Only by Friday night. So by Friday night, you have that option, you should exercise that option. That's what he suggests. So pogum is a really significant issue. He said, okay, so that means that everything else that you need a kais for as a Muslim, you need it over here as well. Hanashiya a kais sholem. So the cup itself has to be, besides being molly, the cup itself has to be full, a complete cup. It should be washed out well from inside and out. That's actually, over the more, it presents that as two different dinim. There's one din, ha'adocha mi'ifnim. And shtifa mibachutz is washed outside and inside well. And v'chol shad v'orim, and nitzkali abasim gimol linyan kosher berachos amazon, and all of the other lachas which are mentioned over there, would apply over here as well. That a person should be wearing, he should be ma'atif, when he says kiddush, he should be, you know, he should have some element of itu, some wrapping himself in something, a jacket or something of that sort, a sweater at least. There's a din of that he should be, have some type of covering on his head, you know. The person should be ituf.
That's ituf, the around the body.
Yeah.
Head cover.
Remember, by Yechula Ma'umad, Shu Edus Al Briya Shemayim Boretz. It's an Edus. Edus being a Ma'umad has to be stead standing. So the Torah says, "Why are we saying it again? We already said it in Shul. You're being Moitzi, your Bnei Bayis, and their Edus." Shemay Koina. Berkech Hebi B'Shem Medrash. Tzorach Lomar by Yechula by Yishalosh Pomim. That there's an intrinsic requirement, not just to be Motzi Bnei Bayis, that the person himself has to, in other words, let's say he had no Bnei Bayis, he wouldn't say Vayichulu according to the first explanation. Not be Motzi anybody, he already said it in Shul. Rekha says, no. You say Vayichulu three times, Echad B'Tvila, Echad L'Achad, Tvila, Echad Alakos. Doesn't say exactly what the importance of three is, but there's a separate din of Vayichulu three times. Because the Chodim, the Yimshach, the Lomar Vayichulu, B'Shas Kiddush, Armor B'Emsa Surah Alakos. So, if for whatever reason, the person started Kiddush right away from the Bracha Brei Pei Gofen, then he realized that he hadn't said Vayichulu, he should say Vayichulu during the meal, and he should say it all the kais. Okay. Okay. Here's the relationship. Okay, gab the mikri tfei kiddush makam suda. You gain the kiddush called kiddush makam suda, but the fact that you're seated, kiman shiyoshim and makam sudasa based on kiddush. Okay, Mr. Grover biuroi biuroi grow. The grower also agrees you should be seated umitamacher, but for a different reason. The kiman sheechad part of chaveroi bein shiya kviyas shikru yachad the reshiba mikri kviyas. So the lacha by certain mitzvahs, Chazal said that only can be much to the other person if we do it if we're together as a unit. If we're kavua together, fear the war of Gamma Shemin Shechem Leishem is not just the Makadosh needs to be seated, but everybody has to be seated. That's definitely appropriate. Everybody should be seated. Yeshem the Gam Leito who rak lechachila could be the Grub himself also agrees. It's not Ma'akib but Yevin. But come on, Mitzrayim Lizor Sheiku Yeshem Atzam Yachah Beis Hakiddush Kedei Lotzeis. That's for sure. Even if you're going to say that the people can stand, they can't be wandering, because otherwise it's not a kviyas at all together, and that would be actually be a problem of being much of them. Okay. Okay. Mem Zion. And some the minhag is to be seated for Yechulu as well. The Kiddush Amru Beis Knesses Meumad Ein Makpid and Shuv Al Zeh. Remember Osam Yushev Kamoy Shar Kiddush. Since the Ikra Vayichula, you said, we already said in Shul, and that was your Adis, so you're not makra that he should be seated for Vayichula.
You're not makpid that he should be seated.
It's not makpid the fact that he's seated. That's okay. Now it says when you start Kiddush Yitareinu ben Ner, you should look at the Neris. So I think that you just take a quick glance. Okay, and we said before, but when you say the kiddush, you have to have your ainu b'kois. And we said mekupe gimel. Hainu the shom of word zeshit and ainu b'kois of bracha. Shall you say a daitoy? Person should be looking at the kiddush, the kois, because that allows him not to be distracted. Fine. Sifir Aleph, mainly El Kois Echad. So, if a person only has one cup of wine. So, Mekadosh Boy Belaila. So, he says Kiddush on a Friday night. Veno Toyim Emanu, he does not drink it. Shal Yafki Emanu, because otherwise it would become Pogum. Al Shavim Emanu, El Kois Acher, the Toyim Yain Shal Kiddush, Mekos Hashani. So, you pour some of it out. You can't drink from that kois directly because then it'll become pogum. You pour it out to a second kois. You drink from the second cup. So whatever remained in the first cup is not pogum. Mocher, mekadosh b'mashanisher because harishon. And the next day, you'll use the remaining wine for kiddush. V'im lohayyeh ba'el revius b'tzimtzum v'nesamana b'layla. If all you had is a revius. And by drinking at nighttime, you don't have a revius left by daytime. So moishkan lemokra lahashlima let revius. You add some water. This is all talking about you'll have for havdala separately. Shim loykein. If you don't have for havdala. So mutav shiir and chenal avdola shiyev shabapas mishikados alav ulo yehelo yain avdola. It's better you should say wine. Excuse me, the kiddush on bread, and leave the wine for avdola. Yeshar shekoses mitzusamim achem meziga. He has exactly two koses worth after adding some water. Yikados b'layla be'echad b'yavdola sheni v'yikados b'yom kiddush halayla odif. So you'll end up without kiddush by day, but that's okay. So how much do you have to drink from Kaisha Bracha? The share of Shtiya by Kaisha Bracha is Mali Lugmov. So you pour out a Mali Lugmov and then you drink it. But you don't drink it from the Kais that you have, because that'll be a problem of Pogum. And you drink from a second cup. Magamam Hizkal Dasa Toys, the Kaisha Chayba, Sarkal Yos, Tima Dafka, Mikosh Yeshba, Revius Yain. So what do? You have to drink from a kais which holds a revius, which is holding a revius of wine. So okay, the halachan shiasa kach. So this is what you got to do. Nishu mitchila me kais revishon l'sod kais acher. You pour from the kais that you made the kiddush on into another cup. Mizor shi yishar by revius yayin. Make sure that the revius remains in the first kais. Okay, so now you have a revius in the cup. You can drink from it. Then you drink Mali Lugmov. Now, and you pour back the wine which you had poured off into a second cup, you pour back into the first cup. That takes away Pogum. But then this can be Boy, out the revius yain. So you take it out, so some of the wine will not be touched when you drink. you drink from this kais, which holds a revius, then you pour back that other wine, and that takes care of the begimah.
What about chavilos, chavilos?
The ikar problem of chavilos, chavilos is simultaneously. You know, one is a one time, one is the other time. It's not a problem of chavilos, chavilos. But over here, even if you would have a problem, you don't have another H, so that's probably you'd probably be left with it anyway. Lovely Rabbi Docha, Dvor, Beserba, the Atzis, Shulchan Aruch, Adiva Tvei, I'm Beserba Shabbos, Shiyar Yishroi. So this Pshat that the Magen Ram says that your Rabbi has problems with, but the Seber Tosis Shabbos answers the other Rabbi's kashas on the Magen Ram. So in the case of the Mechaber, so he pours off and he drinks from the second cup, not from the first cup. And then he makes Kiddush Shabbos day on the remaining wine. Kaddish b'masha nishur. Wasn't a masha, the Kaddish b'zeh b'akos gufo. B'after liel sif yud, because of the tzarek liyus to kos moly, but it's not moly anymore, obviously. So rak mitzvah, ve'en ma'akev imen lo, you don't want another option, so it's not ma'akev. Pasha dim yesha kos akar, kotim mizeh. If you have an option of using a smaller cup, which will be mole, obviously you should do so. Now, what about if it only has revius with tzumtzum? Zatim Mishabura lav dafka, even if he has more than revius, el dehua denim yifili yeshra yosim izeb, el da'achra timas mole lugma v'lo yishar lo kishirvius. The point is you don't have enough to drink the mole lugma and have a revius remaining. That's the issue. So assuming that a mole lugmav is more than, a little bit more than half of a revius, you need like a revius and a half, more than that. Okay, fine. El nakanok the revus lafili yeshu is that should be filia b'day yeshu tekanah yadim zikas mayim. Even so, the chiddush over here is even if the problem even if you have more than revius, but there's an eitzah even if you only have a revius, add water. So talk about the laws of what type of wine, and nowadays can we water down our wine and still use it as wine? So that'll be a discussion later on. Let's hold it here. We'll pick up Mishabur and Nadal tomorrow.